In Matthew 26, we can go for reading there. Matthew 26, is Jesus Christ spoke in, is the story by Matthew in the Garden of Gethsemane. So Jesus Christ's history in this garden. In the verse 37 says, spoken about the Jesus Christ, he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. So, and they said, my soul is sorrowful even to death. So in that moment, Jesus felt a really sorrow. It were not only a simple word or word for fill up the moment. No, he felt a really sorrow because he knew that is prepared for him. In Hebrew, we can put a finger in this because we come back for Matthew. In Hebrew, chapter 5, verse 7. We can read in this place of in this verse what he felt. Says in Hebrew 5:7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from the dead, and was heard because of his godly fear. So he felt a real sorrow. So we continued in the verse 39. It is more easy for me, as I need to speak in English. So, verse 39 says, Father, O my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass for me, nevertheless, not as I will, but you will. So, I drink my cup in this moment too. I put here for we remember the cup that Jesus Christ didn't want to drink. So we in the verse 42, he spoke again the words, "Oh my Father, if this cup cannot pass away for me unless I drink it, your will be done." So Jesus Christ didn't want to drink the cup, but he says, "Your will be done." So he drank the cup. And in the verse 44, he repeat, "Well, the Bible says." He said the same words. So he repeat, if possible, pass me this cup, but you will be done. So he is humble. So today I will try to speak of the three aspects of this cup. So the first part of this cup is the physical sacrifice. The physical sacrifice. Jesus Christ didn't want to drink the physical sacrifice, the physical torture and crucifixion and death. Because anyone like to live this moment is physical when we feel some pain or any things is not good for us. So he didn't want to drink the physical torture, but he needed. The prophecy of Isaiah speak of the suffering that Jesus Christ would have to pass. So we went to the Isaiah 53 verse. Well, you can read after that all the passage of the chapter, because it speak the several things need to leave our Lord. So Isaiah 53, I read the verse 4. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. So he carried our sorrow. Any pain we feel sometimes, he felt too. And yet we stumble him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. So you can read after this chapter for preparing for the Passover time. Passover, when Claudio says the Passover is coming, well, maybe we can read in the personal study this chapter, and in your better English, you can read better. So, but it's important to we know what needs to lead our Lord. So Jesus was a perfect holy being, part of the family of God, being next to the Father, living in a perfect way. He didn't need the human to complete their happiness, but in his big mercy, in his big goodness, and he want to share this perfectly, or this holy being to way. He want to share with us. So they create this plan for the human being. So in Philippians 2, I read the verse 6. Philippians 2, verse 6, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it its robbery to be equal with God. And in the verse 8, says, obedient to the point of the death, and of the death of the cross. He was obedient, and he obedient to the point of the death. He has opportunity for. Well, we often claim to think two things human for don't follow God. We hold on to our properties, jobs, friends, personal desires, not like Jesus, because Jesus Christ had the opportunity to be a king in the earth. In John 6:15. John 6:15. Therefore, when Jesus Christ perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, so the people want to make Jesus Christ a king, a real king, he depart again to the mountain by himself alone. So his purpose in the earth is not be a human king. He preferred to be alone because he knew what happened with him after this moment. So he has the opportunity to be a king, but they prefer no. This was not sometimes pleasure for the God the Father either, having all the power he had to see how his son, his loved one, was humiliated for the sinners by the same people that they were saving. The same people that were saving is speaking bad things about Jesus Christ. Another. Well, that the physical sorrow, that was the first part of that cup that Jesus Christ didn't want to drink. So the physical sorrow. So the second part of this cup is taking over the sins of making and showing himself like a sinner before his Father. So taking over the sins of the making and show himself like a sinner before his Father. So other difficult time had to live Jesus Christ was to take all the sins of the mankind, the fact of he take the blame for each of the lies, each of the arrogance, each of the murders, each of the perversion, each all the sinners, all the sins in this world. So I want to read, we can go for Psalms 51. Psalms 51, when the King David understand his sin, because the Nathan prophet or the prophet Nathan showed his several sins, and he understand. He wrote the Psalm 51, and also is the hymnal 31. So when you sing other time this psalm, you remember what feeling the King David with these psalms, because he feel very dirty because he is a sinner. He was a sinner. So Jesus Christ in this moment feel the same, because he need to carry all the sins in his body for the sacrifice, and he feel dirty for us because it's our sin. So in the verse 1 says, "Have mercy upon me." So have mercy because I am a sinner. He is wrote the King David. In the verse 2, watch me, because I am a sinner, I am dirty. Watch me, please, God. So in the verse 3, my transgressions and my sin my sin is always before me. So he feels very sad, very sorrowful, because he feel dirty with the sin that he made. But Jesus Christ didn't never sin, but he need to carry our sins. So he feel dirty in this moment, in the cross. So this is the second part. He feel the you can read also this chapter before to Passover, the 51, Psalm 51, because we need to feel dirty, because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. The third part of this cup is the Father doesn't have contact with the sin. The Father doesn't have contact with the sin, so he need to stay away to Jesus Christ in this moment. When he carried the sins, the Lord, the Father need to take away his presence to the Jesus Christ. So I want to read for understand this relationship. I want to read John 1:1, the Gospel of John, in the verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." So in the beginning was the Word, is Jesus Christ, is the Word with God. So from the beginning. And if we read the same book in chapter 17, in the verse 22, the last part says that they, so John 17:22, "They may be one, just as we are one." So they are, they was, and they is one, only one. So his relationship, their relationship is perfect, because they are one from the beginning. But they need to be separate. In the 24, spoke more about that. "You loved me before the foundation of the world." So, from the beginning, before to the foundation of the world, before to create the plan, before to the sink and create the human being, they loved, and they are only one. They think the same things, and they work together. So, when Jesus Christ carry our sins, he need to take. When Jesus Christ carry our sins, he need to stay away for the Father. So it's a hard moment. When you are away, from someone you love, you miss him. And when you cannot talk to him, you in death miss him. So they have a special relationship, always together. I work together. They need to stay away. So it was a hard moment for him. For me, it's very hard when in the last day of the feast of Tabernacle, usually after that feast, you don't see some people from a long period, or sometimes for a year, half a year, or maybe for a long period of time, maybe 10 years or 5 years. You feel very sad in this moment when the feast is. Maybe you met some people only in the feast. So you spend maybe 7 days or 8 days in the feast, and you create a connection, and you work together in the feast. But after that, you need to stay away. You feel very sorrow. Imagine Jesus Christ with the Father. They always been together, and they need to stay away. So Jesus Christ didn't want to stay away to the Father, but they need to be for us, because for our sinners, our sins. So it was a hard moment. In this, the King David wrote other prophecy about Jesus Christ in the Psalms 22. In the first verse, the Psalm 22 says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? So the King David is passed for a hard moment, and he felt far away to God. But this is a prophesied the because Jesus Christ says the same words in the cross. Maybe we can review that in Mark, in the Gospel of Mark. In the chapter 15, the verse 34, in the night hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which translated means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So the same words that the King David wrote 1,000 years ago. So it's a prophecy. Is amazing. how Jesus Christ fulfilled the prophecy, but he don't say this word only for fulfill the prophecy. He feel God away him. And he carried the sin, he felt dirty, and he felt away from his father, loved father. So it was a hard moment for Jesus Christ. And for this reason, this didn't want to take this cup, but he take this cup for us. Regularly we put the focus in us, in the physical things first. What is my sacrifice I made for the church, or what is made for my neighbors or my family, or what I made for or my physical problems. But I think the Jesus Christ, the principal reason for don't want to drink the cup is because he didn't want to stay away from Jesus for the Father, because he don't like to feel alone. But what we do we feel the no what we feel when we sin? Do we feel that sense of shame for having turned away from God? We feel away from God. Maybe we need to feel that like Jesus Christ when we sin, and we need to repent to God and ask for him for come back in his presence and watch us, cleaning our bodies, our minds, our soul, because we need to stay close to God always. Well, James 4, it's my book in the Bible, James. In Spanish, the book is called Santiago. I'm wondering, because Santiago is a different word than Jaime, but it's the same root, so it's the same. For me, it's Jaime. So, James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. So if we draw near to God, He will. So we need to trust in the relationship with God. We need to make our part, and God will. So for the Passover is coming, Jesus Christ need to death for us, but after that He raised, so it's a good news for us, because He overcome the fight with the death. It's interesting, it's a new word I learned yesterday, interesting, but there is, after the chapter 22 in Psalms, there is a chapter 23. Maybe all the people knows what say chapter 23, because it's a maybe someone needs to call, because the conversation is good. Well, after chapter 22, there is the chapter 23. So the Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want. He makes me to lie. Someone is calling? Two? I am busy, sorry. No, just kidding.
Okay. She hung up.
But after chapter 22 is a good news, because the Lord help us. The Lord is our shepherd. In the verse 4, I walk through the valley of the shadow of the dead. I will fear no evil, because God is with us. So we need to trust in God. It's a good news. After chapter 2, chapter 23. So after Jesus Christ died, Jesus Christ rise for us, and for share his glory with us. So we are certain that Jesus Christ, after suffering physical torture, after bearing the sin of the age of us, after being away from God the Father, He overcame the death, and He won the battle for us, and He will share His victory and His triumph with us. Just if we have the humility to bend our necks and ask Him every day forgiveness for our sins, ask Him that we don't want to be away from the Father's love and the Jesus love, He help us. So thank you for the opportunity to be here, everyone. Thank you for hear us. We have the only one way for to be together, maybe for don't stay away for a long time, Maybe the next feast, if we keep the commandments, we stay together, or maybe in several feasts more, or if not, we are together in the kingdom of God.